Can we start? I hope everybody's here. So, ladies and gentlemen, my dear colleagues, allow me to welcome you to a very interesting session of the conference Q 2018. And the title of the session is Coordination of NSS, ESS, and Beyond. My name is Maria Dologova, and I will chair the session. I come from the Statistical Office of the Slovak Republic, Bratislava, where I am responsible for corporate strategy and integrated management system, focusing on quality, of course, risk, change, etc., etc. And especially, I am responsible for further development of the system according to ISO 9001 standard and integrated with ES Code of Practice, of course. Now back to our session coordination of NSS, ESS and beyond covers five very interesting presentations, I have to say high quality presentations, and they deal with the topic from different angles depending on the situation in the NSI, but I have to say that they more or less focus on the need that NSI have to invest a lot of effort, a lot of diplomacy, and I would say a lot of cultural feeling to conduct such a challenging and demanding role. And in my opinion, this is a real critical success factor, of course, together with our capacity to conduct such a challenging role. So in our session, we have five contributions, and they focus on enhancement of existing and introduction of new coordination tools supported by the Statistical Act. Then we will focus on creation of a coordinated strategy, focusing on three main tools: quality guidelines, auditing, and customized training programs, all interrelated and influencing each other. Then we will focus on setting up a stronger coordination mechanism as a precondition for a coordination system with element not only of coordination, but also especially of governance, linked also with the labeling official statistics. Then we will focus on coordination mechanism and tools using statistical heads of agencies, and this is extremely important also for all of us, coordination committee with statistical heads as members, as well as certification of official statistics of NSS members. And finally, we will focus on creation of a unified quality report and common quality reporting system for all official statistics in NSS in cooperation with advisory board of the official statistics with owners as members. I have to say that we for sure had a lot of presentations concerning reporting, concerning quality reports, and this is something extraordinary because it covers the complete NSS, a very challenging role in my opinion. So this is a short introduction, and I am sure that all this presentation will add value to your knowledge, to your ideas, how to implement at least some adapted ideas in your own professional work. So before we start this presentation, I believe that we all would be very grateful if we switch off our mobile phones. Please do not forget. And as for discussion, the discussion will follow after the session, so at the end of the session, not after each presentation, but at the end of the session. So prepare your questions, your comments, and you can also use Twitter as it was already announced. So now let me introduce the first presentation prepared by József Kárpáti from Hungarian Central Statistical Office, and the title is Results of Intensive Development Actions in official statistics coordination, a status report from Hungary. So let me briefly introduce József to you. After working for several years at subject matter domains in statistics, József was involved for a longer period in management issues. He was involved in project management, resource planning, and was the head of the statistical coordination department at the office. Among other tasks, the department dealt with the composition of the annual statistical program, the administrative data transmission agreements, and it operated the coordination bodies in the official statistical service and supported the audits of the service members. So, Joseph, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My time is very limited, so let me just straight turn to the point and introduce you the toolbox of coordination tools, what we have introduced in so to say, in 18 months or 20 months. 2 years ago at the Quality Conference in Madrid, I was able to tell you about some impressions on the National Statistics Code of Practice. We were lucky enough to pass legislation procedures, and we had a new act in the meantime, so we introduced a lot of other things, among others, the National Statistics Code of Practice, which will be a part of my presentation. But before introducing these devices, just let me go for a minute to some obvious facts in the past. One of our background motivations was obviously the amended 223 regulation, where we can find a special new focus on the emphasized coordination role and responsibility of NSIs concerning the national statistical system, especially in a European perspective, of course, but we had to translate it to our own legislation in national level. So at almost the same time, in June 2015, as the amendment entered into the force, we had the Code of Practice peer review in Hungary, and we received several recommendations which were also at the area of coordination improvements. So, and of course, we were planning to pass a new statistics act for a while. We had several attempts, but after the peer review report and after the amendments at the 223 regulation, we received new power and new fuel to pass the new legislation. So finally, we got a Christmas gift in 2016. So in mid-December, we had the new act, the act number 155. And from 1st January 2017, the new Statistics Act entered into force. That is the legal basis for the toolbox that I'm going to introduce you. Certainly, we had some existing coordination tools in the national statistical system before, but the new legal act introduced some amendments and improvements, and first I'm going to run through these devices as they also play an important role in Hungarian national statistical system. So first of all, also in the previous act, with a bit more, so to say, shadier phrasing, we had a certain part where the HCSO was always involved in the legislative procedures. So that was an obligation by the old act, but it was not very straight. So what did the new legal act do? Well, first of all, it strengthened the professional independence and the position of the president of the Hungarian Statistics Office in public administration. And it strengthened that role, that the position of the president is equal to the highest public administration officer in the administration. So he or she is always entitled to participate on the weekly meetings before the government meetings. And these are the last resorts of discussion before any kind of new legislation or any kind of government decision goes on the table of the government officials. Okay, so that is unchanged, so to say. But it's more straight in the new act that in any kinds of issues which are related to administrative state-owned registers or data sources, HCSO must be consulted in advance. That's not always the case, unfortunately. But sometimes we only have maybe 1 day or 2 days to give an opinion on some amendments, but at least we are progressing well, and we are always trying to emphasize this role of the HCSO since the new act entered into force. The second issue, which is maybe much more important from our perspective, is that we have established a new system of the annual National Statistical Program. First of all, we declared that all data sources must be incorporated in this program, so we tried to collect all those bits and pieces which existed earlier outside the statistical program and which have had a kind of role of a data source for official statistics, but they had no ID, they had no metadata, they had certainly no description about what it really was, but it was a data source. And we haven't found it anywhere, so it wasn't in the program. Since 2017, we have a very strong approach to include every single data source what we are using for official statistics in the annual statistical program, and we have redesigned the metadata structure and some classifications of the statistical areas which help the identification of different areas. The second very important issue is that the implementation of administrative data transmissions was placed into the legal act directly, and by this provision in the legal act, we don't need to put them in a government decree to fulfill any kind of administrative data transmission. So since 2017, we have a very easy job if we want to use another additional administrative data source for official statistics. The president of HCSO has to include it in the annual national statistical program, and that's it. So that's also an improvement in the professional independence of the president of HCSO, and it's a serious deregulation because the government degree of obligatory data collection activities does not have to contain the administrative data transmissions. Okay. We have also standardized and tried to coordinate the administrative data transmissions by using a new template. It's a memorandum of understanding, and we have technical annexes with all the metadata of the administrative data transmissions. I would like to refer to a presentation by Statistics Canada, Ms. Hélène Bérard, in the morning session, where she told us about how they are doing this. This is something very similar. We try to add lots of meta information, the transmission technologies, and so on into a document, and that is a standardized memorandum of understanding. Proceeding with the National Statistical Council. Earlier, we had a National Statistical Council which had a mixture of users, respondents, academics, data producers, ministries, everybody. And based on the recommendations in the peer review report, we have separated the functions. So now we have a new Statistical Council which is solely responsible for the user orientation and the user-oriented activities. And we introduced a new high-level body which is called National Statistical Coordination Board. This is a board for the data producers, so all the ministries and all other members of the National Statistical Service are represented in this new board. And I would like to draw the attention to one thing, which is the consultation and the monitoring on the new features of the coordination issues and the National Statistics Code of Practice audits. I will tell you about this a bit later. We had one more existing tool, which is the International Representation in Official Statistics by HCSO. We are trying to intensify these kinds of cooperations, and we are also trying to intensify our monitoring on ADAMIS activities outside the Hungarian Statistics Office. Now let me turn to the completely new issues. One is the new National Statistics Code of Practice. Why did we introduce a national version of a code of practice? It could be an obvious question. Well, I have to clarify that the other members of the Official Statistical Service in Hungary have very limited capacities and also very limited responsibilities in official statistics. They are usually not owners, so they are not in the European statistics circle, so to say, but they produce on their segment, on their subject matter area, some important statistics data. But it could be an impossible requirement to have all the ESS code of practice principles on them and control these principles on them. So we had to transform the ESS code of practice into a national level, which is suitable for them and which has feasible requirements for their aspects and for their statistical activities. Okay, this is a self-regulatory tool, of course, but it is contained in the new legal act. So there is a reference in the new legal act that the National Statistics Code of Practice serves as the national quality framework for official statistics, and all the members of the Official Statistical Service have to undergo an assessment procedure based on the new National Statistics Code of Practice. It contains 14 principles, and it has a total of 56 indicators. And it's an optimized version of the ESS Code of Practice on national level. This is also available in English. At the very end of the presentation, I will show you the website where you can access it. Now about the structure of the National Statistics Code of Practice. I want to refer to another presentation by Ed Humphreyson also today morning. He introduced three philosophic layers for the UK National Statistics Code of Practice. We can identify something similar here, as here we have the so-called strategic fundamental principles, which are, of course, independence, the impartiality and objectivity rule, the user orientation and the coordination and cooperation as a principle already introduced in the national level. This is because we consider these the most important strategic facts as the fundament for any kind of national statistical system. These two parts are organizational activities, appropriate resources, capabilities, and efficiency. And I would like to refer to the efficient operation principle. The response burden issues are also contained here, as we consider respondent burden as a factor of efficiency. Okay, and the rest is quite well known for you. I guess these are very, very identical to the ESS code of practice. Very briefly, we have introduced an assessment procedure which is completely similar to the ESS code of practice peer reviews. That means that the National Statistical Service members, the ministries and other organizations, undergo an audit procedure where in the first stage they fill in a self-assessment questionnaire. At the next stage, there is an external review by peer teams who are composed of the statistics office and the official statistical service delegates of professionals. And then the result is a publicly available assessment report with recommendations. The president brings a decision whether this organization can stay a member or become a member of the official statistical service based on the report. And then we have introduced improvement actions. Of course, it's like, as I told you, it's like in the ESSP reviews. And the progress monitoring is carried out by the National Statistics Coordination Board. Just briefly about the assessment procedure, because my time is up. We have organized a three-day preparatory course for the peers coming from the statistics office and from the other organizations, and there was an examination, so they got a certificate. And we already have completely finished the audit on the office of the chief prosecutor, which is about crime statistics, of course. And there are other four ongoing activities now. These four ministries and authorities are currently under this type of audit. The audit reports are going to be published during this summer, and the rest will go at the second half of this year. Okay, another very brief information about the website of the Official Statistical Service. This is something completely new. It was a problem that most of the OSS, the Official Statistics Service members, had absolutely no resources to maintain their statistics data presentation on the website. So we have created a summary for them. We describe the members, we describe their statistical activity. We also give a detailed list of statistical activities in Hungary. Here is the audit procedure documentation. There is a complete page with all the documents, all the code of practice documents, all the assessment questionnaires, and the methodology documents publicly available. And finally, it's a small result that we have designed a common logo for the Official Statistical Service, and we are starting to use that. Okay, so I have to skip now, but as a summary of the first impressions, the organizations are very thankful for this coordination activity, especially because that they are, the statisticians are on the periphery of their own ministries. This is a fact. There are a couple of people who are really considered as some minor activities, so the statistical activities are not in the mainstream line of these organizations. Therefore, they are very thankful that we are holding their hands and we give them methodological support and we put energies into the system. So we give them additional know-how, some harmonized methods, and some new joint actions are to be prepared in user orientation, because this is a key issue at their organizations, that they are not really user-oriented. They don't really know what the outer world wants to know from them. Okay, so this is the toolbox. That was my last slide. These are the already existing but improved and the newly introduced tools for this national statistics coordination activity. And that's where we are trying to progress even further. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very much, Jozef. Let us continue with the second presentation prepared by Vincenzo Lomoro from Istat, Italy. And the title is Improving the Quality of National Statistical Systems. A few words about Vincenzo. Vincenzo is the head of the Directorate of Governance, which covers strategic planning, National Statistical System, Institutional Relations and International Affairs. In the past, he was in charge of the Dissemination Department, the National Statistical System Secretariat, and Regional Offices Department, as well as the Planning and Finance Directorate. Before he joined ESTAT, Vincenzo was a researcher in the field of public sector economics and organization. Vincenzo, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I think this topic needs more than a session. I think it needs a conference, because it's very important, and we have a field more larger than statistics in National Statistical Institute. Compliment to the organizer and to the chair. Overview of the situation in Italy. In Italy, we have a larger and old statistical system called SISTAN. Many statistical offices at central and local level. Carpati knows a statistical office too many. The Italian Statistical Institute plays coordination role for this level. I talk about what we do in last 8 years, 7 years, and we work about other national authorities, and clearly improving the quality of national system means to have progress to national European statistical system. This is a sort of summary. We have 4 periods and 4 activities. We start in 2012 with the peer review, the Eurostat peer review, and we continue the peer review with the central and local services, official statistics. And we start other initiatives, honest compliance, training courses, and to deliver a quality guidelines. This morning, Giovanna Brancato, in another session, explained what is the core of these quality guidelines. And we continue during this period. I'll show you what happened at these 4 activities. In 2012-2015, a task force visited statistical offices, 150 statistical offices, it's a lot, with a team composed by statistical officials. The scope is a general overview, then we go in depth only about institutional framework to intend about code of practice. The peer review was conceived an assessment operation to find proposal, and we had a good results in terms of recommendation. But we can say that this good results as general review is not sufficient to find solution for statistical process in terms of quality. Then we have to change our information, to our approach, and to go to the processes. A different approach is needed. We concentrated our attention to the central offices. We made other action toward local and territorial offices, but we concentrated our attention to central office, and in particular to ONAS, to other national authorities. The idea was to assess the compliance of the national statistical authorities and, in general, central office with the European Code of Practice and the Italian Code of Practice. I can say the same thing of Carpati, then that we need a national code of practice because something is not suitable for a statistical office in Italy. In this period, we released the first version of quality guidelines. It's fine-tuned after a questionnaire and a test with the statistical offices, and perform a high-level training course. Then we made four kinds of activities, compliance, quality guidelines, and high-level training course. About these three activities. The first one about honest results obtained. We obtained a new list of honors. We analyzed each honors with a line survey, and sent at the end of 2015 the new list of honors to Eurostat. And we collect information about data flow to Eurostat. Data flow is now composed by 15 entities, and they send 95 data sets to Eurostat. This is a census, a sort of census. We can call survey or census, but we think we had the census of this data set sent to Eurostat. I'll show you, this is in Italian, but you can understand, which is the result of this survey. This is a statistical office administration, for example, agriculture, environment, interior, and so on. That's economics, that sent data set to Eurostat. This is the situation about, in blue you find the European regulation we analyzed, and in red, the number of data set sent to Eurostat. Then you find a lot of data set sent, for example, for Ministry of Interior about migration, or from agriculture, the first one. We collect another information that could be useful for Eurostat, is the number of data sets not sent to Eurostat, but to other directions in Europe. This information is useful to us, too, because with this information we know that some data circulate in Europe and perhaps not in Italy. We have to collect also this information. About guidelines, the main objective of the guidelines is to give a support strategy for the evaluation. The most established methodological standards is the guidelines is based on code of practice. Suggestion to guarantee compliance with the principle stated, and is used by a team of ISTAT experts to audit some processes. Could be used also for self-assessment, but now we are in the at the beginning, and we use it for audits. Audits is a big word. We can say evaluation, we can say state the situation, the process, but we can use a short term could be useful. About training course, we prepare three modules, with institutional framework, statistical process, statistical products, and communications, the code of practice, 15 training days of 5 hours. Until now, attended this module about 50 people, and we have another one in autumn, with the people working in statistics into the administration. Our roadmap for coming years includes to continue compliance, to improve the capacity to audit the processes, and prepare the new training course, perform the new training course. Which is the result? We start from these slides, this framework, and we arrive to this one. This one, I don't know if you understand, but at the beginning we have four separated initiatives. Now we have only one initiative. The initiatives aliments the other and vice versa. We can say in this term, this table shows that starting from various not coordinated initiatives, all of them have paved the way to a common strategy. The quality guidelines are the basis for training course, for auditing, and for compliance assessment. Audit results can be used for improving training course and updating the new version guidelines. The training course is also gain knowledge from statistical office and allow to fill the quality gaps. But we have another results, and that this the staff working on these four activities, now one common strategy, come from different fields, different experience, different professional in the institutes. Methodological, thematic, we go to the process in agriculture, we need an expert in agriculture, quality, organization, coordination, is my field, and international relations. Then there are different, a team composed by different people into the institute, in the institute, able to perform this audit and to go on these activities. Just an information about the first audit. We found strong administration with professional involved in statistics. The good example is energy. Good people working in agency about energy, and they know very well about statistics. And on the other side, we have administration where it's very hard to find people skilled on statistics for Eurostat and for Italy too. I find this statement here similar to other presentation. The context in which statistical office operate is difficult. Statistics not the core mission for other administration. The statistical office has not stable structure. The statistical office could be run by people nothing know about statistics. The staff could vary from 2 to 20 people. Statistics are always gathered by the statistical office, but prepared by other offices. Then this problem for the quality. All these factors contribute to weaken the central statistical output. Then this is my conclusion. There's only another slide. To summarize, we are often facing a lack of responsibility by the ministries and the top managers. This is the core problem in Italy. Not the problem could be the statistical office, but the main one is a responsibility from ministries, top managers, head of departments, people working with data, administrative data, and so on. We introduced some soft topics, some concept: education, trust, reputation, confidence, coordination, cooperation, the new code of practice, value for data. These are essential, important, the soft skill area, the soft instrument, but we are facing for lack of responsibility. Our idea to change the law in Italy is to put the responsibility for statistics to the higher level of the administration, in the same way of the higher level, the head of department, the secretary general, and so on, have a responsibility of these other topics: privacy, health and safety protection, anti-corruption, transparency. We think that if we put the statistics in responsibility of this top manager in the same way of this other argument, with the strong technical official statistics, we have a good improvement in quality of statistical system. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Vincenzo. I would like to add to what I said in my introductory speech, cause-effect relation, cause, lack of responsibility, and effect, immense effort from our side and diplomacy, etc., etc. Thank you very much. So we move to the next contribution of the session, which was prepared by Kim Volby Pedersen from Statistics Denmark. And the title is Coordination and Quality Assurance in the Danish Statistical System, an integrated approach for coordinating national and European statistics. Let me introduce Kim by a few words. Kim is head of management office in Statistics Denmark and member of management of Statistics Denmark. Under his leadership, the office is responsible for a national and an international pillar, managing the political aspects of Statistics Denmark's portfolio. It means for the relations to responsible ministry, parliament, strategy, work planning, and national coordination portfolio and project management of all strategic projects in the organization, as well as for coordination of EU legislation and other international relations. Within the last 4 years, Kim has been responsible for launching a national action plan for official statistics, for drawing up a new draft regulation on official statistics in Denmark, and for establishing a generic set of guidelines for coordinating official statistics in Denmark. Kim, the floor is yours.
Thank you, and thank you for the introduction. I can start out saying that my experiences, or the Danish experiences, are in many ways similar to the two previous speakers. So there will be something you can recognize there and come back to. And I decided to cut a little back on my presentation due to the format of this presentation. We only have this 10, 12 minutes. So I will not discuss anything about the revision of the 2-3. And also on the lessons learned, I will stick strictly to the Danish experiences here, not elaborating further, because I could use more than 15 minutes just there. So let's set out with something that I find very important when we discuss coordination. Already back in 2014, we launched an action plan for official statistics. Our idea were to use the momentum of the decision on the 2-3 and the coordinating obligation put into the 2-3 to also use in a national context and introduce the concept of official statistics in Denmark. This was the objective by this action plan. In doing this action plan, we did a comparative study of some 8-10 NSIs in Europe, and we found out that the use of the concept of coordination is very different in the different countries. In many cases, you will see the word coordination used similar to the word cooperation. There is no element of governance. It does not mean that somebody have a say on others. So when I discuss coordination, I would say, for me, there is the whole continuum from cooperation till real coordination, where somebody have a say on others. And when I use the coordination in this connection, I use it with the element of governance included. Already the old Danish law, the existing Danish law, gave Statistics Denmark an obligation to coordinate activities. But this was only in the way of soft coordination. So you could say, formally we had an obligation to coordinate, but in reality it was more a kind of cooperating unit. And we have been very successful in cooperating with our stakeholders around producing statistics. So there is a good relationship with other stakeholders producing statistics, but we did not have any say on anything when it came to different opinions about how to go on further. even our coordinating body that was set up as an outcome of the 2003 back in 2009, we made a national coordinating, European coordinating body. Even there, it was soft coordination. So this is about the word, the concept of coordination. Then a little about Statistics Denmark and the system as it works today. As I said before, we did this comparative study of some 10 countries, and what we found out there was that we are extremely centralized in the way we produce statistics in Denmark. And we also saw there was some kind of correlation between the degree of centralization in your office and the efforts you put into coordination. For instance, if you take UK, we all know they have a special unit responsible for compliance with some standards, quality standards, and a body working only on that, which is they put a lot of efforts in coordinating activities. We also heard the same about the Swedish system this morning in the presentation by the Swedish quality manager. So this is the first thing we realized. The second thing where we did a survey on what is produced outside of Statistics Denmark, and we found out that there might be a tendency that the Danish system becomes more and more decentralized because policymakers want evidence-based policymaking, meaning that the ministries and their agencies want to have control over data in order to sort of plan their policies, to evaluate their policies, and to monitor the policies. Our idea with the action plan were also maybe we could compensate in some way for these decentralization by an increased coordination. Coming back to the Danish system, as I said before, the concept of official statistics were never used in Denmark, probably because we were so centralized as we were. Accordingly, there were no common standards according to which official statistics should be produced. So all in all, and we did not have a mandate to actually coordinate when it comes in a more governance-based way. Another thing we realized was that we do actually not know about the scope of publicly produced statistics. The only thing we know is that the EU statistics is a major part of the publicly produced statistics. And the rest, the little red top there, is national statistics produced in Denmark. And of that part, the major part is done by Statistics Denmark. So in reality, most of the statistics produced in Denmark was actually already at the moment, is already at the moment, in compliance with the codes since Statistics Denmark used the code of practice as their quality standard. So what we intended to do was to include the little white top there in a new legal act and make sure that the national statistics were produced according to the same principles as the European statistics. Another thing we realized during this analysis of the comparative analysis of the NSIs were that if we should succeed in making a more official coordinated system, we should make sure to have these four cornerstones included in a new legal act. First of all, we needed to be very precise on what we understand by publicly produced statistics, official statistics, and European statistics. We conducted a hearing on our action plan, and there was quite a confusion out there about these concepts. And during the process, we had to make clear what we understand by publicly produced statistics. In some countries, you will decide that by a law, what is official statistics, what is publicly produced statistics. In other countries, like in the case of Denmark, we decided to make a definition of publicly produced statistics. And what we understand by publicly produced statistics, that it is produced by a public institution, that it somehow describes the society, it's done with a fixed frequency, so there is no one-off surveys and sort of like that in publicly produced statistics. And then it covers the entire country and are publicly available. And the way we introduced it in our new law that actually will come into force on Sunday is that all ministries and agencies in the government will once a year be asked to indicate which publicly produced statistic according to this definition they do. Then the official statistics will be the part of the publicly produced statistics that is in compliance with certain quality standards, in our case, the code of practice. And that means by definition that European statistics are official statistics. So this is, in summary, how we use our terminology. We are focusing on the publicly produced statistics, and the subset of that will be official statistics, of which the major part will be European statistics. Another thing that should be clear in the new legal act was the quality standards. There was not much discussion about that since already, as I showed before, the major part of statistics were done according to the code. So there was a general agreement that the code should be the basis for our quality standards. But there was a huge wish to have this translated into a Danish context, for which reason we made a pixie version of the code where we transformed it and translated it into 16 guidelines and some 45 criteria. I think one less than the Hungarians, is that correct? Yeah, okay. Anyway, we tried to keep a very close relation, link between the codes and the guidelines. So we picture the code, now we have the code here, and then we have these guidelines which we try to explain and translate into a national context. Then we have the criteria according to which you are measured whether you comply with the code, the guidelines, sorry, and then we have examples how things should be translated. Final thing is the monitoring and the enforcement procedures, and there we ended up having two systems. We wanted one system for the whole statistical system, where all official statistics, all publicly produced statistics should be official statistics. We did not succeed in that because there were political resistance by some of the other producers. So we ended up having a separate system for European statistics in which the guidelines and the delineation is clear. But then we set up, like in Hungary, a self-assessment questionnaire that is conducted every year. We introduced mini peer reviews on a rotating basis so that we will only review one or two, three to five ONAs every year. And and in this peer team is also, it's composed of experts from Statistics Denmark and from the ONAs. So they are involved there. And then the enforcement is by a report to the government and a government decision that makes sure that agencies are complying, ONAs are complying with the code. The national part is very much similar, except that here it's for the agency and for the ministry to decide whether they want to be part of this labeling system, and then the enforcement is simply whether you get a label or you will not have the label to become official statistics. And all these parts are now part of the new legal act coming into force on the 1st of July, next week. So, briefly in conclusion, We found it important to mention these four cornerstones that we think should be part of a new legal setup. For us, it was very useful to have these four elements included in the new act. We tried to use the 2-3 as a lever for introducing public official statistics for all statistics in Denmark. We did not succeed there. What is very important is that we learned during a pilot study that it's very difficult for the ONAs to understand our understanding of the world. I used a very strong word here called statistical ethnocentrism, meaning that we have a tendency to think that the way we think and the culture we have within the statistical world is evident and should easily be applied. In practice, it showed that we need to do several versions of the guidelines, and I'm sure we have not seen the final version of our guidelines yet. We have to elaborate further on that. And then finally, it's very important that we make the other national authorities see the benefit and see what's in it for me, so they will buy in and take ownership of these guidelines in the future. So what we need is a combination of a stick and a carrot. I think the carrot is the most important one, but of course you also need something in the legal basis as the basis for your governance function. I think that was what I wanted to present, and I think Werner von Siemens was a very clever man, and he actually said, you have to set out and find your way through. And that's what we feel we are doing with the new legal setup in Denmark. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kim, for a very clear presentation. Especially the last slide was very motivating, I would say. Okay, so let us continue with the next contribution prepared by Christina Pieraku from Hellenic Statistical Authority and Stamatios Theocharis from Ministry of Interior of Greece. And the title is Coordination of the National Statistical System, Experience from the Hellenic Statistical System. Let me introduce our two presenters. Christina is head of the Coordination and Programming Section of the Organization Methodology and International Relations Division of ELSTAT. The section is responsible for the programming and monitoring of the progress of the statistical works of ELSTAT, and it also deals with matters pertaining to compliance of the system agencies with the Code of Practice Principles and the assessment of their statistics for certification. Stamatios is head of the Internal Audit Unit, Statistical Head and Data Protection Officer in the Ministry of Interior of Greece. His various university studies cover mathematics, informatics, and local administration and regional development. He is also University of Piraeus, Greece, PhD candidate, and in his research data analysis, knowledge management, linked open data, and semantic web technologies are included. So, Christina, Stamatios, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. And I found a lot of similar, a lot of interesting things in the previous presentations. And in my presentation, I'm going briefly to describe the Hellenic statistical system, the mechanisms and tools for coordination, and the role of statistical head for enhancing the quality, and Stamatis is going to present his experience about the case of the Ministry of Interior as a statistical head. In the recent revision of the COP, a new principle has been added on coordination and cooperation aspects, which strengthens inter alia the coordinative role of National Statistical Institute within the National Statistical System. In order to ensure quality in the development, production, and dissemination of European statistics. The legal framework of the Hellenic statistical system, composed of the statistical law, is supported by two regulations. The one about operation and administration of ELSTAT, and the other one about the obligations of the agencies of the Hellenic statistical system. The statistical law establishes the Hellenic Statistical Authority, ELSTAT, in its current form, as well as the Hellenic Statistical System as comprising agencies that have the responsibility or obligation to collect statistical data. Apart from ELSTAT, the Hellenic Statistical System is composed by 20 other agencies. 8 out of these are national authorities, ONAS, responsible for the development, production and dissemination of European statistics. The total share of European statistics produced by ONAS in the Hellenic Statistical System is approximately 25%. ELSTAT has a coordinative role in the Hellenic Statistical System, coordinates all the activities of other agencies that concerns the development, production and dissemination of official statistics and certifies as official statistics produced by them. And I have a lot to say about official statistics, but I'll try to be short, and I will say that official statistics are statistics developed, produced and disseminated by ELSTAT and other agencies, provided they have been certified by ELSTAT, which serve the statistical information requirements of policymakers in formulating government policies and national socio-economic programs, and supply the decision makers and other users with a regular flow of information. As such, the official statistics have the following characteristics: regular production provided for in the legal framework, availability and provision to any interested user, and compliance with COP and of UN fundamental principles of official statistics. This is because a national legislation requires from the Hellenic Statistical System agencies to implement the European Statistic Code of Practice when developing, producing and disseminating all their official statistics and not only the European ones. Almost all the agencies of the Hellenic Statistical System have nominated a statistical head having the features and the responsibilities as provided in the Principle 1 of the COP. Moreover, a coordination committee of the Hellenic Statistical System was set up. Members of the committee are the statistical heads, and it is chaired by the president of ELSTAT. With establishing the statistical head to all the agencies and combined with the memberships in their memberships in the Hellenic Statistical Coordination Committee is consistent with a decentralized administrative structure. The certification by ELSTAT of statistics produced by other agencies is an important factor and a tool for enhancing the quality and reliability of the statistics of Hellenic Statistical System. ELSTAT assesses and determines whether the code of practice has been complied with in relation to any statistics. The assessment of statistics of the other agencies cover all aspects of the work leading to the statistical output and its dissemination. If ELSTAT finds that the compliance with the code is not demonstrated, it makes recommendations for the taking of improvement actions within a specific time period in order to provide the above certification. The terms and the conditions of the certification process of statistics of the Hellenic Statistical Agencies, specified in the document statement of the principles and procedures for the certification of ELSS statistics, and the statement covers briefly the aim of ELSTAT certification function, the principles which ELSTAT will adopt when certifying official statistics, an outline of the certification process, the requirements for the completion of quality reports on each statistical process for the production of official statistics, and written evidence for the certification that will be provided at the start of the certification process. In cooperation with the agencies, ELSTAT compiled the list of statistics of ELSS agency, which is the first attempt to record the statistics of the agencies with reference years 2017. This list contains more than 200 statistical products which are to be certified. The statement and the list are available at a START website. Okay. This is in these slides a summary of the main horizontal action, which are more or less common for all agencies, are presented. All the LSS agencies for which the basic certification stage has been conducted have been informed by ELSTAT on the basic steps they have to take for the continuation of the certification process. The above steps refer to horizontal actions, as you can see, that should be undertaken by each agency as a whole or to specific statistics produced by them. I'm not going to read it because I don't think I have enough time. So just to see from the slide. Aiming at facilitating the practical and effective implementation of the COP by the agencies, ELSTAT compiled a draft guide to the agencies of ELSS for implementation of the COP. This guide describes the obligations of the agency as a whole, the statistical head of the agency, the staff involved in the production and dissemination of statistics, and ELSTAT towards the agency in the framework of the compliance with the COP. It is mostly concerned indicators of the COP likely to create challenges in their implementation. It is a tool for ensuring quality during the various stages of the statistical production by LSS agencies, and these guidelines are equally applicable to all the statistics of the Hellenic statistical system. And just a few results. In the context of the horizontal actions that we see in the previous slides, many agencies have already updated their websites with specific pages. These pages may be considered as a start, a first result of the certification process. They include information about the role of agency in the national statistical system, the COP, information about the statistical health, quality and confidentiality policy, annual work program and calendar of the agency. They also include, or will be included as the certification process is ongoing, the statistics together with their quality reports. They will be formed as the process continues. In these slides, one can see two snapshots, one from the National Documentation Center and the other one from the Ministry of Infrastructure and Transport. And now the floor is to Mr. Theo Harris.
Good afternoon for me. The Ministry of Interior, in which I have been serving for almost 15 years and as a statistical head for the three last years, has a wide range of activities. Among them, produces 22 different statistics for 10 different units. For this reason, it was necessary to develop a system for coordinating and monitoring the action of the covenant units. For our experience in these early years of the institution, we believe that the statistical head has an important role as a manager in enhancing the quality of statistics, providing to the agency specific opportunities and while facing several challenges. The role of statistical head having the futures and responsibility as provided for in the COP must be incorporated into the existing administrative and operational structure of the ELSS agencies and thus become obligatory. The most important opportunities and challenges are presented in this slide. So transferring our experience from the operation of the statistical head institution in the Ministry of Interior the last 3 years, We mentioned two important milestones. The first is the appointment, of course, is the appointment of the statistical head and the creation of the related working group. This group has been revised from its original structure and now consists of executives who are involved in the production or dissemination of statistics. Its role is important and is linked to the creation of an internal communication network to coordinate the action of the competent services while supporting the work of statistical head. The second is linked to the nomination of an independent statistical head office, which undertakes to carry out all the necessary administrative actions related to the work of the statistical head. This office as a unit was established during the last restructuring of the Ministry of Interior in the new organization the December of last year. The first positive results of this action include better cooperation and coordination of units within the organization, more effective support for the work of the statistical head and creation of a stronger monitoring mechanism for implementing the regulations. Also, a wider acceptance of the statistical head and its role within the organization. Equally important are the following critical points to cultivate a spirit of cooperation, to develop internal guidelines and quality documentation of statistical products, and finally, to increase efficiency and cost effectiveness of statistical production. Thank you very much.
So thank you very much for an excellent presentation showing the life of a statistical head. We are very happy about this. So, and now we come actually to the last contribution of the session, which was prepared by Outi Ahtimiettinen and Kari Dierf, both from Statistics Finland. The title is Common Quality Reporting System for Official Statistics of Finland. The presentation will be presented by Outi Ahtimiettinen. Outi has been working at Statistics Finland since 2006, most of it in the Statistical Methods Unit. After working as a head of statistics at the Statistical Production for a few years, Outi now worked last 2 years as a quality manager of Statistics Finland. Outi, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you, Maria, for the introduction. This is a presentation, as you said, joint work with Kari Dierf, my colleague. My topic is Common Quality Reporting System for Official Statistics of Finland, but mostly I'm using this as an example to illustrate some challenges and some opportunities we have in the scope of coordinating and cooperating the national statistic system in Finland. So some background of the example. Currently, the Official Statistics of Finland produce quality descriptions according to the old standard of European Union quality reporting. At the same time, for the ESS statistics, we are producing quality reporting according to the SIMS standard to Eurostat. In Finland, we don't have in our national law the coordinating role of Statistics Finland in the national system. So the unfortunate situation in Finland right now is that for the national users, the statistics of official statistics of Finland are reporting the quality descriptions according to the old standard. And at the same time, to Eurostat, they are producing the SIMS standardized quality reports in English. In 2013, the ESS committee made a commitment decision to use a SIMS version 2 standard for quality reporting to ESS statistics. So this decision affects all the owners producing ESS statistics. So at that point, a development project was launched, and this project was carried out with cooperation to other statistical authorities, the Natural Resource Institute Finland and Finnish Customs, together with Statistics Finland. And the project was partly financed by European Eurostat grant on quality reporting. So the project had two main tasks. The one was to unify the quality reports in all official statistics of Finland, not only the structure, but the quality of the reports, the language versions, the terminology, and dissemination. The other task was to build a common quality reporting system for all institutes to use for editing, storing, and disseminating the new quality reports. As I mentioned before, we don't have the coordination role stated in our national law, so we have to strongly rely on the cooperation. It is said in our mission, the last sentence of Statistics Finland mission says that we develop the National Statistical Service in cooperation with other governmental officials. So one way to achieve this goal is that we try to cooperate with other national owners in different development projects, like my example here. The other way of cooperating is that we have really active advisory board of Official Statistics of Finland. All the owners are involved with the advisory board, and we meet approximately 8 times a year. So as for this example, the project was presented to the advisory board several times in different stages of the project. And also, we launched a questionnaire to written consultation about the new standard and asked all the owners their opinion about the new standard. So the new quality reporting system was designed and built. It's based on service-oriented architecture, meaning that it is reusable for all owners, and it operates on one single internet interface. The final goal is that one day we will have our all Official Statistics of Finland having their all quality reports on a single system where we all can see them and use them, and they are stored in the single database. This is the very high level architecture picture of our system. We have different users. The users are from different institutes, different type of users, and they are all using the same internet access to the quality sites, and in, from the same internet interface, you find different services for editing and browsing and reporting the quality. And behind the internet interface is hidden the real engine of the service. So no users are, or they don't have any direct access to the databases, but they use the our system through the interface. And from the interface, there's service to also to disseminate different reports later on. This is just a picture of the first version of the editor of the reports. I'm not going too in detail on this. You will see that it's structured by the Sims version 2. And we found out in our project that actually the Sims version 2 is really sufficient scope for standardized quality reporting. We faced some problems dealing with really in detailed reports of some statistics, but as we found out that those detailed information should be disseminated as a separate methodological descriptions, not in the quality reporting. So what that means is that more work on harmonizing the guidelines for reporting is still needed in the European level. The other conclusion is that we really need to improve our communication about the quality of our statistics, and we need more systematic way of doing it, and this is a solution we are hoping to go through that direction. So the unified quality reports will serve in the future our users better. So thank you.
Much for the last contribution. So we actually heard five very interesting contributions, actually covering the whole NSS coordination, starting with guidelines, then assessment and official statistics, hopefully, and also the immense role, the immense effort of our NSIs in this coordination role. Of course, what we are very, very happy about, that we have a representative of a statistical head here among us. I think this is a big motivation to all of us. So after these five interesting papers, I am opening the floor discussion and also the Twitter discussion if you use your tablet or Twitter. So please, before you ask your question or say your comments, tell us your name and the institution you come from. So please, the first question.
Jolanta Minkiewicz, Statistics Latvia. Thank you, presenters, for your very informative presentations. Basically, I have a question to all of you. Have you identified who are statistical heads? I have just an answer from Greece. Yes, they have. But who are they? Please tell me, who are they? They are statisticians who are dealing with statistics, or they are managers who are not dealing every day with statistics. And if they are managers, how you approach them? Do they understand what you want? And are they ready to cooperate with you? Thank you.
Can we answer right? Are there some other questions? Just we can collect also.
My name is Gürdal Gedik from Turkish Statistical Institute, and I also want to thank to the presenters for these very nice presentations. I would like to ask my Hungarian colleague about this National Statistical Coordination Board, which is also the improvement action from our last peer review exercise, and I'm really interested in to have some clarifications about this structure. And the second question is for all presenters about the procedure of the appointment of the president of the statistical offices. What's the official procedure, the latest official procedures of the appointment? Thank you very much.
Okay, so some other questions?
Thank you. Kevin Phelan from the Central Statistics Office in Ireland. A question for my Finnish colleague. It was a very interesting presentation. I'm just wondering at this point, how many reports have been unified, or is it still a work in progress? Thank you.
Maybe we collect some. Okay. some interest, so please.
Yeah, my name is Paul Moran. I'm also from the Irish Central Statistics Office. And similar to most of the presentations, I think it's quite a difficult job for statisticians in departments and in ONAs. They're not core business, and they really appreciate any help we can give from CSO. But one area that they'd like some help with is guidelines for work that isn't official statistics, for the likes of analytics, ad hoc requests, and so on. So they'd like to know how do the fundamental principles apply to that type of work. So I don't know, is that something that you've come across in your own dealings with coordination bodies?
So we could answer now, okay? So just wait for it. So the first one was statistical heads for everybody.
We operate in one organization, the National Statistical Institute. We deal with other organizations where we are not the chief, the head. These other organizations are their own mechanism. We try to appoint in a statistical office statisticians. But for us, it's important to have responsibilities at a higher level, to have a team of statisticians in statistical office. And in some cases, it's not so important to have a statistician because they deal with administrative data. Then we need to have a technical capacity to deal with administrative data. It depends of the organization. In our law, we have the appointment of head of statistics is after the consulting of president of National Statistical Institute, but it's not happen every all times.
Thank you. In Hungary, we have a bit of a different situation. It's more similar to Denmark, where you have some structures where in a ministry you have divisions or units which are entitled to work on official statistics and produce and publish official statistics. And in some other ministries or agencies, you have a couple of people who are just dispersed in the system and they are working on statistics. And we have selected the solution to include one of the principles in the professional independency principle of the National Code of Practice, that there has to be an appointed and responsible person, whoever he is or on what management level he is, but he has to be a sufficient level manager or professional who can bring professionally independent decisions on the topics, on the issues which emerge in official statistics in the given organization. So that's an independency element of the independency principle in our national code of practice. And in some cases, they are already reporting that it's very hard to dedicate this responsibility to a specific person. And usually some people who are targeted with that are rather trying to turn this motivation in other directions and to give this responsibility to somebody else. But at the end, they have to accept it, that there is a need for a specified person who bears the responsibility. And another element is that we require in the National Code of Practice that the official statistical activity and the responsibility for such activities must be a part of the mandate of the organization. So now we are asking ministries to modify or amend their code of conduct or their internal regulation on their operation and include explicitly official statistics activity where it is not included in their activity list.
Yeah, I think Josef already gave a reply on my behalf as well, because the situation is very similar. We also always appoint one as the liaison officer, the head, the local head of the statistical units out there, the ONAs. But we also have to be aware that the ONAs are of a very diverse nature. In some agencies, it's only one man working a quarter of his time doing statistics. In other agencies, you might have 50 or maybe 100 people working on statistics, and there it's much easier to appoint the head of this unit. But otherwise, it's very similar. Then I think there was also a question. Yeah, I could add one more thing, that actually giving these guidelines have in many cases been mentioned by these units in the ONAs as a benefit, a way they could sort of internally flag their positions. So actually the guidelines have been a benefit for many of these units in the ONAs. Then there was a question about the appointment of the national statisticians, as I understood it. And in our case, we have a board, which is a political buffer between the ministry and so the political level and Statistics Denmark. We will post the job as national statisticians publicly, and then our board will screen all candidates and decide who is qualified from a professional point of view. And then there will be an interview board composed of people from our board and from the ministry. That's the way we appoint a new DD.
I agree with that it is very difficult in ONAS different situations. And we have the, let's say that in our national legislation, the requirement of the COP, it is for not only for Elstat, but also the official statistics produced by the ONA. So we start with a letter to the ministry, and we have it an implementation action of the latest peer review that we have to a statistical head should be nominated in every agency. So there's a lot of so the agency has to comply with this nomination, and now we have in a statistical head almost in every agency. And just I remember that in the guidelines that I mentioned that we have developed, we have added at the level of the agency a consultation about the nomination of statistical head with the president of Elstat, and we have put it in the guidelines. And for the appointment of the president, we have also a board with international In the latest version of the statistical law, which is available in the English version in our website, you can find the specific procedure and about the nomination of the president, the election of the president with from a board with international participation. Yes, I hope to.
Kim's presentation had that picture. You could see that Finland is really centralized system. So basically, pretty much all statistics are produced in four of the largest statistical authorities. So the heads of those statistic units are really easy to identify, and the rest of the statistics are produced in really, really small part of some organizations like Denmark and Hungary described. So that's a little tricky part. About the appointing of head of statistics, in Statistics Finland every 7 years, there's an open procedure that it's comes open, the position comes open every 7 years, and a person can apply two times in a row for that position. I think that is. And then the one question about this unifying the reports, it is still work in process. There's few different reasons for that. The first one, because we don't have the coordinating role in the national law, we need the consensus, and it is taking a little bit more time than I expected. We mostly are decided to follow the SIMS version 2 pretty straightforward way, but we still have some small questions to deal with. And the other reason is that we are still waiting for some of the domains for ESS statistics to specify their reporting standard.
Okay, thank you very much. Maybe one additional question which makes it a little bit more clear also to all of us, to Stamatis, maybe he could explain to us to whom do you report. So it means how high, your position is. So you mentioned these 17 members of your working group, and of course I can imagine that you have to have a little bit power how to deal with them. So what's your position? What to whom do you report? Thank you.
From my point of view, for in my in the case of the Ministry of Interior, and I think that in all the owners of in the ELSS, the statistical heads refers to the hierarchical position. In my case, in the minister. In the minister. Our... our cooperation is mainly with the office of the political office of the minister, and also with the directors generals and or other hierarchical position in the service.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's really nice to hear this. And maybe to Josef. Yes, this is the coordination board, the question concerning coordination board in the office.
Yes, thank you. Very briefly, because we're running out of time. So the coordination board's president is the president of the statistics office. In contrary to the National Statistics Council, the User Perspective Council, where the president is an academic researcher. So from user perspective, we have a high-level academic researcher, and from the coordination board, we have the president of HCSO. The members of the coordination board are representatives of the official statistical service, which currently consists of 14 other organizations, including the National Bank, 9 or 10 ministries, and a couple of other agencies. It meets on a regular basis, and it had a major role last year in the consultations on the content of the National Statistics Code of Practice. So this body was the main consultation forum on the details of the Code of Practice and on the details of the assessment procedure. And we have succeeded to meet an agreement with them, and therefore we received the full support to introduce this Code of Practice and the assessment procedure. In the future, it will have a major role in monitoring the improvement actions, because all the assessed organizations are going to report once in 6 months, so 2 times a year, about their progress in the recommendations and the improvement actions, and this body is going to receive these reports and give opinion on it. Further, two important issues for them are the consultations on the annual National Statistical Program. So this body discusses from the planning phase all the elements on the annual National Statistics Program. And the other is that they are enabled to launch task forces on subject matter issues. And for example, we have a very intensively working task force on drug statistics, where illegal drug use and drug cases in medical institutions and so on are monitored, and we are developing something new to monitor the drug use. So this is from the producer perspective. And just one sentence, I had no time to show you where the English translation of the National Code of Practice is, but if you navigate to the Hungarian Statistics Office's English site, you go to About Us, Statistical Organizations in Hungary, and you will find quite an extensive information in English language, including the translated 37 pages long document on the Code of Practice. Yes, because all the explanations are there, so the second level explanations are all detailed in there. That's why it is so long.
Okay. So thank you very much for a very extensive answer. So I'm very sorry, I have to close the discussion because really the time is over, and I hope that despite this fact, our presenters replied to your question more or less. And as Vincenzo said at the beginning, this is really a topic for 2 days conference at least, and we have to discuss a lot then. So I'm closing the session. Thank you very much to all presenters for excellent presentations, to all of you for your questions, your comments, and I wish you a nice day, I wish you a nice conference days, and enjoy Krakow. Thank you very much for attendance.